All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Leroy, can we get a weather update brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting? Storm season is coming. Make sure your home is ready. Get your free roof and window estimate today. Visit tornadoroofing.com.
All right, I'm looking outside. It is partly cloudy, but I would say mostly sunny, so I'm not going to go there. Winds are 5-10 miles an hour coming out of the east, maybe a little southeast. It's a heater out there. It's probably 85 degrees already. And that looked like rain, but again, that time of year, so always be aware of a passing shower. It doesn't look like the humidity is very high, but I'm always this time of year going to expect a shower at some point at the end of the day.
The headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. In Miami, we go to the beach for a little solcito. And when we want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Hyundai. The Marlins yesterday, they won 8-0. Couple of big blasts yesterday. Let's hear what the calls sounded like. First off, we had Owen Casey going deep for the fish.
First pitch to Owen Casey. That one drilled out to right. That got out in a blink. Owen Casey vaporizes a baseball. He got a slider on the inside edge, and man, did he meet it. A two-run shot. Left his bat at 110. And his sixth homer of the year makes it 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth.
A real piss whistle, dude. Hit out into right field. And then Kyle Stowers, also from the left side, he hit the absolute snot out of this baseball.
Now Stowers obliterates a ball. Headed to the second deck. No doubt shots. A beauty of a bomb. Stowers is fifth. And the fish have blown it open. Six across in this bottom of the fourth. It's 7-0.
Man, killed him.
No, it's even crazier.
What's that?
That they had a couple of balls that were hit even harder. They were just hit on the ground.
Yeah.
Like one ball, I forget who hit it, that almost ate up the shortstop, but he made a great play.
Got that exit velo?
Oh, yeah. Which, when did that become a thing?
It's been a while. They've had it for a while. Series wraps up today at 1:10. You'll be able to hear that on AM 560. 12:30 is Marlins on deck. The Marlins will go for the sweep. Otto Lopez also yesterday, 2-for-5 with 2 RBIs. He's been incredible. The World Cup begins today, ladies and gentlemen. Mexico takes on South Africa today at 3:00, Leroy. So you got some baseball. You got some soccer. You got some Stanley Cup final today. You got Love Island back tonight. It is a stacked Thursday of entertainment, my friend.
You have mentioned Love Island I don't know how many times today, and it's just the first hour.
Why? What's the problem?
No, it's like I know you're itching to talk about it.
Well, I mean, I would have, but you know, a couple of my friends didn't do their homework, so I don't want to spoil it.
I didn't see... Well, I didn't finish... Tuesday's episode, I guess it is. I don't know.
Well, I haven't watched Monday or Tuesday's episode.
Well, you know, I don't know what to tell you guys.
I just know that Melanie needs to chill out.
That girl is nuts.
Ridiculous.
They're trying to bait her. They're trying to bait her into a Leah situation. I could tell the producers are trying to make her lose her mind because Sincere's moved on to Soul.
And, rightfully so, I think.
And they're really trying to set the bomb off there with Melanie. It's quite clear what they're trying to do.
They're trying to do a whole Huda situation?
Maybe even worse than Huda. I think that they're hoping for like a Leah Rob situation where like somebody jumps into the pool. Like, I think that's what they're hoping for.
Starts crying underneath the bridge?
Yep. Mm. Yep. That's what I think they're going for. You know, because Huda would lose her mind over the wind blowing. And I think that there is something like she knew she messed up with Sincere. Now, listen, it's her fault. She played ping pong makeout blindfolded.
She only knew she messed up with Sincere when she gets pointed out by it, okay? She does things and she knows what she's doing in the moment.
You're right. I mean, she is. I love the dramatic zoom in for Jennifer. You're right. No, listen.
She is, Zoom.
She is behaving
badly. Whenever
she
tries to play victim, I roll my eyes so bad. No, I just want to go to that island and just start.
She's also just not like emotionally mature enough to handle tough conversations. She can't be called out. God forbid.
She's trying. I will tell you, for what you guys haven't seen yet, she's trying. But I would say this with her. In the words of this show, the damage is done, my friend. Sincere has moved on. He's found a new honey, and it's going to be Soul. And I don't know what to tell Melanie to that. She's going to have to find somebody else, you know, and I don't know who that's going to be. But the damage may be done for her. She shouldn't have played tonsil hockey ping pong. She shouldn't have done that.
She shouldn't have. And she knew he was looking. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you knew.
And you knew it was him. Don't lie.
Also, like, just the way that she behaved every time a bombshell would come in.
Right. I know. And it was like, just weird. I was so happy for Kenzie. Liar.
You're a liar.
Minus one for deception.
I've never been that happy for my friends. And I love my friends.
Nobody needs to help Kenzie being horny. All right. We all know.
No, she's doing it all
enough for herself. Okay.
Yeah, she makes it very clear. She makes it very clear. She doesn't need a cheerleader or a hype woman. Trust me, she's fine.
She's her own hype woman. It's fine. She's okay. Jesus Christ. And then she was also so in the way that no one could see what was going on. So everybody was like, mm-hmm. Can you move back? And she was just all over the place. Like, what are you doing? And then you want to be a little hypocrite. And whenever a woman walks in and Sincere's looking at her, you're all upset.
Yep.
No.
Watch a show with somebody named Sincere.
Hey, he's a nice guy.
Oh, it's a ridiculous name.
I went to school with people named Sincere.
You did?
I've never met someone.
Yes.
Wait, where'd you go to school? Down here or in?
No, in South Carolina.
There's no way that's
South Carolina?
There. Your name is what?
Roy, what?
That ain't a name.
Sincere, yeah. I knew someone named Sincere.
Are you actually Sincere?
Who named you that dumb name? That's a stupid name I've heard since Dabo.
But anyway, Dabo is a nickname, isn't it?
Yeah, they get short for dumbass.
That's a point.
Oh, he's always going to get a point for me when he's hitting on Dabo. Always going to get a point.
Can I just tell you?
I need to be clipped too, by the way.
How many times have I sat here and said, I'm not going to say it because I know where it's going? Got me. Yep. I had no idea.
Oh, man. All right. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. The silliness rolls on after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. As we roll on here on this lovely Thursday, your Marlins will be back in action today at 1:10. That'll be on the AM dial. And 12:30, Marlins on deck. They'll get going. They'll go for the sweep of the Diamondbacks. The Marlins bats are red hot in this series, especially Otto Lopez. This entire season has been hot. Yep. World Cup, that'll get underway today. Mexico and South Africa today at 3 o'clock. You going to tune into that, Leroy? You going to watch a little of the beautiful game?
No, I'm going to watch Canadian Open.
The day one, dude?
Yeah, that's about, like, listen. With basketball and hockey going on, I can wait for the games to actually mean something in soccer. I watch the U.S.
All the games mean something right now.
Yeah, okay.
You don't want to see that atmosphere, though. I feel like if Mexico in their building, I feel like that's going to go nutty.
It'd be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of crazy fans, because you know the fans from Mexico, they can, haven't they thrown piss bags at the U.S. before? Did you see that the Knicks fan hit Giannis in the head with Wemby in the head with an egg?
Jeez,
they've been acting. I mean, out of pocket is putting it mildly, how the Knicks fan has been acting.
It's disgusting. And honestly, like, it just makes me so mad that they're gonna win a championship.
It does, too. You know, Brittany, no fan base deserves it less. And like no fan base deserves it more.
That's the thing. And it's like, I think they had the world. They had the country on their side. Everybody felt like they were underdogs. They kind of had this feel-good vibe around them. All postseason.
Right?
It's like they made this incredible run. Everybody felt this way. And then everybody was like, oh, the city of New York, like, good for them, good for their fans. And then they go out and behave the way that they behaved. And it's like, actually, you deserve nothing.
This is why we can't have nice things.
All you have to do is just not be the worst. And kicking the Spurs bus and throwing eggs at Victor Wembanyama and beating up Spurs fans in the streets, you know, 20-1. Like, what are you doing?
It's disgusting.
And it doesn't help that James Dolan is parading around now doing the media tours. And he's the worst. So what are you going to do, though? You know, it is, you know, sometimes the bad guys win in sports.
Got to tell you, not for players, but we said this is about the owner in Cleveland.
Dan Gilbert?
Yeah.
Yeah, but nobody's going to snatch the trophy out of his hand like LeBron did. That bleep was funny. No, I think if you looked at the Knicks as a whole, I think the players are as – except for Josh Hart – the players are probably as likable as it gets, like Brunson and Ananobi and Kat, not Josh Hart, but everybody else who didn't break Jimmy Butler's ankle intentionally. Mm-hmm. Everyone else is likable. Mike Brown's obviously a very likable story. He's kicked around the league forever. But their fans are just the worst.
They're just awful. Like, I was scrolling through Twitter yesterday while the game was happening and just seeing all the videos of them beating up Spurs fans, and I just it was fueling my anger, and I was just like, you, and then they're coming back, and I'm just like, there's just no way that these people can win. Like, there's just no way in society, like, this is appropriate that these people get to celebrate and win this.
And there's the only thing I can hope for, celebrate them doing that too. There's people who are okay with this.
Yeah, this is how I'm a good fan. I throw eggs at Wembanyama.
It's inhumane.
I said the only thing worse than a Knicks fan is two Knicks fans.
The only good that we can hope from this is that it makes New York look so awesome that every one of the New Yorkers leave South Florida to go back to New York. Like, that's what we
can hope. That ain't happening.
That's the only thing we can hope
for.
Well, maybe we should go back. Nah, we ain't going to go back. The weather's too good. But that's the only thing we can hope for is that it looks like such a party that they want to move back and not come back and clear our street. That would be nice. But other than that, no, this is terrible. I mean, it's. I have, you know, like, listen, I feel good for Vlad. I feel good for my buddy Josh. He's my best buddy. He loves the Knicks. But I will say, even him, he's embarrassed by how the Knicks fan is behaving. He's like, this is disgusting. You can't kick a bus.
Well, no, I think it's like, if you support that and you can't sit here and say that's disgusting, I don't, like, you're not somebody I want in my life, respectfully, because I don't see how you're okay with that, especially when, like, Knicks fans had, like, it was a huge thing that Knicks fans said that they felt so welcome in San Antonio, that their fans were so incredible, that their hospitality was great.
Of course.
And then you have people getting beat up on the streets of New York for just simply walking the streets with a Wemby jersey.
Ugh. It's gross.
I mean, some good news yesterday was Aaron Brewer got his money. That was cool.
Yep.
Aaron Brewer, the Miami Dolphins star center, he agreed to a 3-year extension worth up to $52.5 million, $37 million guaranteed for Aaron Brewer.
And he celebrated by doing a backflip.
Did he really?
He did. There's a video of him doing a roundhouse backflip. It's amazing.
That's cool.
Right? I think. Sometimes, and I've said this before, Tobin, that sometimes we look at guys and what position they play, and we don't realize how athletic they are. I used to watch offensive linemen have dunk contests.
Dude, he's jacked for like a lineman. He ain't like now he's shorter than Caden Proctor, but he ain't looking like Caden Proctor. That dude moves. I want to see this backflip though. He put a lot of stuff on Instagram. A lot of stuff on Instagram, dude. All right. We're almost getting there, hopefully. Nope.
I got it on X.
You got it on X? Are you sure it was him?
Yeah.
What? You could agree that's a reasonable question when it comes to your internet work.
No, stop.
And now it's going to take him like 10 minutes to maybe find it.
I'll find it.
He did it into the pool, you said, or he did it at the facility? Oh, I see. Okay.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
There. Jennifer!
But I don't think
you didn't get
I don't
it.
Know.
It was him.
Huh?
Yeah, there you go. Big Brew.
That's a 300-pound man.
That's 37.
Flipping like Tyreek.
37 mil. Good for him.
Flipping like Tyreek.
He was a finalist for Protector of the Year last year. He was awesome. And to go from undrafted to the third highest paid center in average annual value. Pretty cool. Very good for him. Dolphins have taken care of everybody except for Jordan Brooks, but with Brewer, Achane, those are done. We'll see what happens with the Brooks contract. But look, the one thing that I'm hopeful for with this is that this offensive line is figured out this year. Like, that's what I'm dying for, like, a year where it's like, hey, these guys play. They play basically all the games, and they just maul people. Like, that would be just nice. Because I thought we were maybe going to get that last year, and the right guard got hurt in two plays. Right. And I was like, are you kidding me? Now, I should have known because it's a Chris Greer signing, and so you had to know there was some kind of Carfax that he missed or just ignored. But I'm hopeful this new regime's like, you know what? This is how we fortify it. We're going to run people over. And Aaron Brewer certainly is a big part of that. And he's reunited with Malik Willis, which is cool, from Tennessee days.
Oh, cool.
Yep. Malik Willis knows that gooch. What? Does the quarterback not know the center's gooch?
That's so disturbing. Why did you have to say it like that?
Why do you mean say like what? That's a part of the this is anatomy.
You know what you're doing.
You know exactly.
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying anything cute. I'm not trying to mess around with anybody. I'm just telling you. You know, if you were gonna, would you rather be in a place as a center where it was unfamiliar hands or familiar hands? You got to be very trustworthy as a center, you know? Like, did Steve Everett ever tell you, Leroy, I don't like untrustworthy?
See, there you go.
You know, there you go. Because you couldn't even get through the sentence. You couldn't even get through the sentence.
Untrustworthy.
Why?
Hands.
What? Why? What's wrong?
What's wrong?
What's wrong?
Like, why did you turn center quarterback exchange into a porn?
What?
Minus one from making it weird.
Minus one.
Really? Did Steve ever come to you to say, yeah, those are unfamiliar hands? Like, me? And then you say, I'm the one?
And you can basically make this a Love Island thing again, too.
Oh, could you imagine if you had that Scottish narrator say the word gooch? That'd be hilarious.
He would love that.
Oh, man. The world's big. Oh. What? No. Do tell, Brittany.
I'm just so glad you're not here and you don't have access to your
buttons.
Your buttons. Because I can only imagine the amount of times you would have pressed that sound. Like that.
Why would you say that? I don't do that for no reason.
No, not at all.
For deception.
This is ridiculous. You know, I don't appreciate being thrown out there like I'm just some agent of chaos all the time. It's not how I go about my life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What? Anyway, the world's biggest soccer tournament gets underway today, ladies and gentlemen. All right, and you could trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. On Kalshi, you could trade every match from the opening stage all the way to the final. If you want to trade today, Mexico and South Africa. Mexico currently trading at 70%. So a $100 trade gets you paid at 140. But you could also say, hey, do I think they're going to win by more than a goal and a half? So a $100 trade gets you $234 on the payout. Meanwhile, we got USA and Paraguay coming up tomorrow from Los Angeles as the Stars and Stripes. Currently trading at 50% for their opening match, so a $100 trade pays out at 200. Plus, you can follow the finals between New York and San Antonio. I bet you can get a real good trade number right now on a San Antonio comeback if you want to believe in that. Or you could follow the trade movement for the Miami Summer Maneuvers in the Giannis market right now. He is 65%. To end up with Miami as his next team, though Boston has really sprung up on the market today, thanks to certain podcasters out there. Great. On Kalshi, you're trading against peers in a live market, meaning there's no house and the probabilities change so you can buy in or out of your position. And for a limited time, help you out here, right? Download the Kalshi app. Use code Tobin to get $10 when you trade 10. K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract. Trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM as we take you guys up until 2 here on the program. If you guys were under a rock last night, the New York Knicks had a comeback for the ages, 29-point deficit erased, to come back and beat the Spurs 107-106. OG Anunoby with a tip-in with just over a second left. And the Knicks will be heading to San Antonio with top hats and monocles to try and finish off the gentleman's sweep. So we had that. Tonight, the Stanley Cup final resumes between Carolina and Vegas. That series is even at 2 games apiece and gets going at 8 o'clock tonight. But in the meanwhile, let us mix things up. We'll hear a little bit from the parties in this all-time game, and we'll do that in the mix bag. All right, we'll start off with Charles Barkley. This is what Chuck had to say on the Spurs blowing it.
So the dumbest basketball team in the history of civilization.
Oh, wow.
We saw they had a 25-point lead, took eight straight threes. Like, they thought to get, like, that was some of the most mismanaged, stupid basketball. Hey, when you blow a 29-point lead, the other team has to help you. The San Antonio Spurs helped the New York Knicks win this game by doing some of the stupid-ass stuff I've ever seen on a basketball court.
Damn.
Sometimes, and this is no lie, success is not helpful, right? I always wonder, and this is not just with San Antonio, with any team that gets hot shooting the three, because that means everybody think they're gonna make them, and then you have a lot of empty, you know, possessions to where you just chucked up threes. And if you say you miss 8 straight threes and they go and make 5 or 6 twos, right? You've already given up 10, 12 of those because you decided to just chuck up threes. At what point does the coach say, all right, let's run some offense, stop chucking up threes?
Crazy, man. Draymond Green said yesterday on this, he said, this is the type of loss that can derail what you possibly were going to become. And yeah, I mean, the point that he was making was on the OKC, I think the Durant teams back in the day, where everybody thought, ah, they'll be back. And right, they never got back. And Dan Marino, you get to the Super Bowl super early, you know, you never get that chance. I mean, this is one of those where, like, yeah, Wemby will probably get back to the championship. But, man, this is one that I don't see how you recover from this year. That was brutal.
One of the things that makes it difficult, and even as players, you make the assumption that you just have a little ways to go. So if they come up short this time and they go, oh, we made the finals, we just got to work a little bit harder. But like we did when we went 15-1, the thing we overlooked was, how about all the teams saying the same thing you're saying? So especially in the West, when you're talking about still got Denver, you still got Minnesota, right? You're still talking about OKC.
Yeah, maybe, right? Houston getting Van Vliet back, the right. Lakers, whatever they're going to do.
You don't know how many opportunities like this you're going to get, right? Everybody's that. You're not going to have a situation like LeBron going to, what, 8 straight finals. That doesn't happen.
No, it hasn't been happening. It hasn't been happening.
Yeah, it's a, you know, I think once you go through something like this, then after the fact, as you get older in your career, then you start saying things like, you know, when you got the opportunity, you got to take advantage of it because you don't know if you're ever going to get another chance. That's what a veteran club would say, but a young team would just assume that, oh, we'll be back next year.
OG Anunoby had the moment of the game yesterday with his tip in off the Jalen Brunson missed three. Here's what he had to say on his game winner.
It feels cool. I mean, everyone's pretty excited. I'm excited too. I'm excited too. We're all excited. We're enjoying it right now, but we're just focused on the next game now.
Focus.
Sounds different coming from the team that won versus the team that lost.
Yeah, well, let's hear from those losers, and particularly what? Too harsh?
You think?
Also, a little too soon.
What if somebody would have said that to young 22-year-old Tommy? You think you'd have some?
Did he lose?
How do you miss the point?
Like, the thing is that you knew he was going to do that.
Yes, I know.
It's on me.
All right, sorry. Let's hear from the losing locker room as De'Aaron Fox.
See, that's more of a fact.
You lost the game yesterday, but isn't a loser. De'Aaron Fox on what the hell was he thinking?
You're on that last run out. What's your thought process?
Haven't scored. Try to get a layup, get up three, you know, make them force them to need a three. And OG made a good block.
You're unusual. A lot of the time in that situation where you took the layup, guys would try to run it out and get fouled. What did you think that you wanted to go for the layup instead of trying to get it?
I just thought I would be able to outrun them. That's it.
Well,
not with that broke ankle.
Think again, dude. Crazy. Do you have a film session after a game like that?
No. You do. I always wondered, like, they put pressure on Brunson, but not like they did on game three. In game three, they kind of let him get halfway up and, you know, they kept the guy on him, but they didn't have, like, game three, they had relentless pressure on Brunson.
Right. Well, it's also got to be one of those things where, you know, you don't have to put the locks on them quite when you feel like you have it in control. You know
what else is crazy? Like, you lose a game where Cat didn't play. Basically, nothing.
It's crazy.
Right.
Yep. All right. And then there's this. Shout out to Schmeath and Schmolnick for tipping us off to this one. But we have a cryptic tweet from Jaylen Brown, and the cryptic tweet says, "The neighbor's rice always smells better."
What?
It says
that's the same as the grass is greener.
Pretty much, except
the neighbor's rice always smells better.
I'm looking in my backyard right now. My neighbor don't have no rice. Who grows rice?
I
don't think that's. I think it's the cooking of the rice.
Yeah, but does it actually have a sense?
No, that's my point. I was just about to say rice does not smell.
Exactly.
I mean, fried
specific
rice.
Specific rice.
Does
exactly.
Smell.
Yeah. That has soy sauce and stuff like that.
Only
that make it
only
smell.
You would bring up fried rice.
Dude, I love fried rice. So you don't like fried rice?
Fried rice is delicious. So
good. What's in it?
I mean, they do rice. Eggs, they do chicken, they can
No. Pork. I like the chicken and shrimp one.
Hmm.
That is delicious.
Yeah.
Got to have soy sauce, right?
Of course. Shmeen said, "This idiot really think he meant uncooked rice?"
No, I'm just.
I fear that's exactly what you meant.
But you did.
That's exactly what you meant.
Brittany just said rice doesn't smell.
The thing that makes me nervous,
cooked
though,
rice,
we have
like white plain cooked rice, does not smell like anything.
It's very, very faint.
Faint.
Mm-hmm.
What are you, a Labrador Retriever? All of a sudden?
Yes.
What?
Yeah,
you love to
very
lash out.
Faint smell. How I'm gonna smell like
we said
unless I'm a bloodhound? How I'm gonna smell my neighbor's rice if the smell is faint?
Well, maybe he's, you know, maybe he's pointing out that, you know, like he's looking at the neighbor's rice, so he smells better. Maybe he's, maybe that's a message to Brad Stevens. Like, oh, you're flirting with Giannis? You think his rice smells better than mine? So maybe that's what that is. Could be something, could be nothing. I don't know.
It's such an odd.
Hey, wouldn't it be something if Jaylen Brown ended up in Miami?
It would be something. I definitely wouldn't see that coming.
No.
That's it. That would be the best, just to mess with your how you've spent your whole offseason.
I mean, it wouldn't be the worst consolation prize. But, I mean, we're not going to end up with anybody because we never get anything good, so it doesn't matter.
I mean, I think
you
the tide has turned.
Stop doing that, man.
I think the tide has turned, to be honest with you, with who you're willing to give up to get a player, right? That's the thing that I think the Heat had to come off of.
Yeah, but what does it matter if your offer can get beat by a better player?
That's always been the problem. That's always been the issue that I've had is that like there's three or four teams that if they want the same guy you want, you can't even.
Pat Riley's got that musky rice, you know, doesn't smell good. What you got, that Riley rice? Nah. Brad Stevens comes around and he goes, hey, you guys like this? Oh, it's Jaylen Brown. So we'll see. We'll see. We will get into some of the social media fodder that had been there with the Giannis stuff yesterday, including Tyler Hero's brother either tipping or trolling. I'm not really sure what the hell he's doing. But we'll get to that. We'll take a break, get you caught up with your headlines. We're back after this.